Eta ola day because Zimbabwe Moshe Muria Zimbabwe Mchagazo Moshe. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk ID Connection. I brought to you live by Studio 7 of Voice of America on Tuesday, July 27, 2021. Muria Zimbabwe Mchagazo Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Ole. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, if you tuned in right now, welcome, wherever you are in the world joining us. Welcome, you're tuned in to Live Talk The Connection. We're coming to you live from our studios. It's Studio 7 in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Muria Zimbabwe, namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, nasi njongo yethu ichebe chikiki, we continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic. We speak to Zimbabwean youths of different professions, Muria Zimbabwe, to hear more about how the global pandemic, umkhuhlane we coronavirus, COVID-19, how it is affecting their work. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number to call is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, kindly share the program with your networks. Muria Zimbabwe, we're live on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Also, remember to press the like button. Ukuthi sibone ukuthi ngempela zolukandaba likhona, sisonke like. So, also feel free to write the comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading them live on air. Without wasting time, Muria Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 99,944 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 67,827 recoveries, 3,173 deaths. Now, last night alone, 8,716 PCR tests were conducted, 2,050 new cases were detected, 1,914 recoveries, and 79 deaths. Of those 79 deaths, 12 are in Bulawayo, 12 are in Harare, 7 are in Manicaland, 3 are in Mashonaland Central, 13 are in Mashonaland East, 13 are in Mashonaland West, 10 in Midlands, 1 in Matabeleland North, and 8 are in Matabeleland South. Now, the country currently has 28,944 active COVID-19 cases. To date, Muria Zimbabwe, 1,491,493 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken both the first and the second jab, 687,216 people have taken both jabs. As we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is currently under level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. Remember, it was supposed to come to an end today. However, we just recently got information ukuthi uhlelo lwe level 4 COVID lockdown lulokhe luqhubekela phambili. Now, to get a bigger picture of what things currently look like in Zimbabwe's major hospitals, recently Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisa-Spanda spoke to some Zimbabweans about the vaccination program and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to a conversation that Ezra Chisa-Spanda had with Mbilo Hospital Director Professor Solwayo Ngwenya to hear more about what's happening in Vulai.
Professor Solwayo Ngwenya, can you speak to me in Gaza?
I
want
to have a lot of tests. I want to have a lot of coronavirus. I want to have a lot of tests.
Indaba zokuhlatshwa ke zimi njani zona?
Usata abantu bakhatha namhlanje na ama health workers la banengi sibiza bana ba line emergency bafuna ukuhlabisa.
Abantu uzule ngihamba ngathi maclean ngatshela abantu njengomkhulu lapha kobulawa ukuthi abantu baye maclean njengapha.
Yeah, abantu kumele baye maclean basizule wabo khona ngathi. The line ebuthiwe ngayo isiminyeminye masebenzisiminyeminye njalo babe nomfola umkhuhlane. Yikho kungcono umuntu ayesondele lapha esinye esiduze ukuthi hhayi ekhangele ukuthi akulala inendlu ahlatshwe kuthi.
Wena waqongosela ngomkhuhlane lo omnyaka ophelileyo. Waqongosela wathi umkhuhlane lo ukhona uzabuya uzaba nobo-third wave, abantu bezozozaba ne-second wave, azabe bakubhilile. Manje kathesi njona ke sokukhanya ukuthi wawukhona iqiniso. Uthini ngento ezinje?
Ngisabantu kumele umkhuhlane lowo bawuhloniphisile ngoba ngumkhuhlane omubi kakhulu, njalo ngumkhuhlane ozabhiliza into efumula eminingi ma singazange sananzelele. Kumele silandele khona lokho okukhulunywa i-WHO ukuthi abantu baziphathe njani, ngoba nxa abantu bengalandeli lo okukhulunywayo umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka. Njengoba kathesi sesibona sokuthiwa sokula ma-new variant la asekhona, la ma-new variant akhanya anamathela amasinya, njalo senamathela konke labantwana labadala esiya phambili. Ikubona ukuthi abantu kathesi nxa singaziphathanga kuhle abantu abaningi bazatshabalala emhlabeni.
Kulezi nsuku sizwa ama-reports amaningi abantu abafaya abaningi, kambe abantu ngaphandle kwakhona kukhona abangazilondoloza kwakho ngaphandle kokuthi bahlatshwe?
Hayi, akaningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lona vele uyalandela lapho kulabantu abaningi khona, lapho kulesiminyeminye khona lapho utholakala khona. Njalo abantu lapha ngiyabona abantu ama-face mask la, uyathola umuntu efakile i-face mask lengalapho emsinjeni la, kavali imlomo kavali amakhala. Kuzibuza ukuthi kathi pho umuntu lo ugqokelani i-face mask? Khona lokuyana i-face mask ababili kunje la ugqokile lami ugqokile. Umkhuhlane ukuthi usuke kimi usuya kuwe, usuka kuwe usuya kimi, kuyayenza ukuthi hayi umkhuhlane ungaze wamemetheka. Yikho siyacela abantu ukuthi baziphathe lo mkhuhlane ofuna umuntu oziphathayo, njalo uyageza izandla sengaze bahlamba. Kathi sokuningi kakhulu abantu uyathe umuntu efile bagijima khona phana besiyahamba ngomuntu lana, xa igula gijime bonke besiyahamba ngomuntu. Uyabona bebuya lapha ekazwalti beya bengu-10 bethwala umuntu oyi-1. Umuntu lana nxa elawo umkhuhlane uyathi esifa ichiye phefumulelela abana abantu, abana abantu sebehamba besuka lapho sebesiyabuthana endlini emfeni bebiza abantu. Sakana abantu jibasebethelela abanye abantu labana babo endlini. Yikho sisithi kade sizifa lezi hhayi kumele sinazelele esibini ngoba athela ufike naye abantu labana abantu asikhalelanini emafonini, sikhalelanini kuma-WhatsApp, sikhulumisana, ukuhambe kuphele isihlobo. Lanxa usiyabeka umuntu emangcwabeni kungaze kwafazwa, mina ngibona inamba le yamathumi amathathu la, ngibona ingani lokhu emaningi kakhulu. Kuhambe abantu abalutshwana, abantu abaithumi nje kuphela, abantu abaclosclose ama-rentis kube yibo ababeka ungwenya. Hayi khona ukuthi kubuye inkalakatha zabantu ezimangalisayo zabe zisiyani nomfoni umkhuhlane.
Hayi, Dr. Ngwenya, siyabonga kakhulu-ke lo msebenzi wakho omkhulu kangaka. Athi sinyona-ke ungumunye umuntu engawuhlela e-ofisini kodwa ukhona ukhangela abantu kunzima lapha. Siyabonga kakhulu Ngwenya.
Ngiyabonga.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Ezra Jesus Banda speaking to Dr. Or Professor Solwaye Ngwenya. He is the director of Mpilo Hospital. Ube xoxa ngempela echasisa okunengi. Vanga vachiti tsanangura ka Professor Solwaye Ngwenya zvaari kusangana nazvo kuvulawayo. Vachiti aiwa zvipatara zvakawanda, kwete kuvulawayo chete, but zvipatara zvakawanda munyika zviri kusangana nematambudziko akawanda. Nekuti pane vanhu vakati wandei pari zvino vari kuda kubayiwa nhomba. Saka vari kuti aiwa vari kukumbira kahurumende kuti ivabatsire. So ilo lutave You heard there from Professor Solwaye Ngwenya, talking about Zimbabwe's vaccination program and of course what's happening at Mbilo Hospital. Now to better understand what's happening in Bulawayo, we're joined via telephone by Unkosi Khona Dibiti. He's the founder of Community Podium, joining us live via telephone. Dibiti, welcome to the program. Bafo, how are you doing? It seems as though see linking with Utiviti. We're going to try get him back on the telephone as his ogunengi na local when Zagalayo Govlawa are going to say tunga. But just to check out Ugut Abantuvatini, Sabonuti Nimpela, Abantu Sebekalungena, Wushelo, and Ratotanga, Kupinda Mchurongwa, Nuandu Wawo, Chukona Papage, Redu Repa, VOA Studio 7, and na Andresi Viega, Tiripo, Tiripo Live Talker, Trikuno, Mozambique, Chinotenda Zukurusa, Nukupinda Mchurongwa, Josa Makasa Bangwe, Kwe, Arunyaranzi, I'm watching you live in Malawi. Gukatile tu elevio endebele aswanu abantu sebeqale yini ukungena kuhlelo. Nangu usikhumbuzo uthi happy Mike Hobe ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mlalazi. Thank you so much for joining us. Asifiso Ndlovu uthi salibonani. Asifiso siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Mzila uthi linjani mdala kanti Theswa sebesakhulu kanti Mzila siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Prince uyabhola uthi God bless the people. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who's joining us. But whilst we wait for Unkosi Khona DVD, let's head over to some of the other videos that Ezra Chisa Swanda has had a talk labantu zulukandaba na loko kwenza kala yo gobula wayo. Na, okay, nyezo uti uDBT use pendugi le, DBT is back on the line. DBT, welcome to the program, Bafo, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bafo. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. Utawesi lalukuhlelo, COVID-19, I know Bulawayo is one of the places whereby it has a couple of hotspots. The same applies in different parts of the country. What's your impression on everything that's happening in the country, Bafo?
Right now, we are in a situation where there's a lot of talk about the vaccine, you know. Everywhere around the city, Bulawayo, one of them is queuing for the vaccine. And it's been the talk also that has been the talk so far, and people are just going and now is just added more vaccination centers from the ones that we had in the private sector, like Suham Siatara. So there's a whole lot of talk about new vaccinator more right now.
Could this be proof ukuthi abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukwamukela lolu hlelo, like people started embracing the vaccination program?
Yes, I think abantu sebeqalile ukunanzelela ukuthi i-corona isikhona and iyabulala. Why? Because kade sokufika abantu esibaziwa sengikwazi ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi ubani kasekho kuthiwe yi-COVID, ubani kasekho sokuthiwe yi-COVID. So it's now getting closer to home. And the only way out where people are running to is getting the vaccine and getting vaccinated. So here are my conversations at the corner and I probably know it. And I can even
Now, let's focus on that okwenzakalayo emakhaya Bafo, those rural areas. There's a couple other videos that we're going to play later on where abantu abasemaphandleni are speaking for themselves. But in your experiences, I know Community Podium sometimes delves into rural settlements, speaking to people, not just about COVID, but the experiences that they're going through. What are people saying about coronavirus? Sebezwisisa na okwenzakalayo elizweni?
Even in the community podium, we've tried to really create awareness around no vaccine. So we partnered with the Matabele North COVID-19 Task Force team just to raise awareness about where people can go and vaccinate, vaccinate by toilets, and of course, we've got feedback when it's like particularly in Pane. Where people are saying, but you know, vaccination centers are cut down at this corner. So we like need them to board a bus or to even walk long distances to get to the vaccination centers in Ramarichal. What are the conversation is we really want to vaccinate, but our vaccination centers are very far, which you need to part with money, which people don't actually have at this point in time to go and vaccinate. But however, you notice out our numbers, our vaccine, like I think in two weeks ago, we hit the first million of people who got their first jab.
That's correct.
You notice that the people who are likely maybe who got the I don't know, the information hasn't come in that segment, which gonna it's now about pandemic, not like you find a center, Cholocho center, and guy said, want to know how it has gotten there, like for the people who are in the remotest of places, who are actually giving feedback to say, yes, we see your adverts, your posters about where we can go and vaccinate, but those places are still too far for us. So, possibly, as we move towards, herd immunity, then there should be outreach programs, really, to get to some of these remotest of areas, Emakaya. Also, Emakaya, what we've seen is report kuma tobo lapha sikhona kwethu kathi vaccine sithenile la senkayi ngale, you know the road networks are quite bad, so for them to get the jab as soon as other places it's supposed to be a problem, but at least the vaccination process actually taking place sithenile, but which nyari zavuya. That's the feeling that we are taking from the rural area. You find that the conversation mind is changed from COVID-19 is there. People are now conversating around the vaccination process. Mm-hmm. Which is the vaccination process, whether spiritual, religious, or cultural. Mm-hmm. So those are the issues that are among the conversations that call. Which I want to say, this is just such an upper. You know, there's a whole lot of conversation about that. But we can also look at the 11th. Even if it's a corner, you would have to go ahead and they shall be checked in.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's two things that you pointed out there that I want to touch on. Into your Kala is, there's a video earlier on that we played that I wish you were here for, where U Ezra Chisasvanda, in that is in WS Studio 7, Ube Koka lo Professor Soloya Ngwenya. And one of the things that Professor Soloya Ngwenya highlights is Uti is basically, especially like places like Mpilo Hospital, we've heard same reports coming from places like Parinyatwa. But you will have abandoning Mpela to the point where Bonajenga Bongi, Abotogotela, are they feeling a little overwhelmed? Have you been to any of these vaccination centers and what have you seen?
The vaccination centers, I'm not sure how the process is like or the green power in Nani. Because our vaccination centers, like we have visited, and through our social media platforms, they've actually shared some of these centers, even in Makaya, our two nine vaccines. The queues are always though. So I'm not sure what it is. I'm not about queues, Nana, because the people are many, or the process of vaccinating, or maybe collecting data is slow. So you find that it's a case. There's always, on a daily basis, especially in Lamahubulawayo, on a daily basis, people are queuing for the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
My local clinic, especially in my residential areas,
mm-hmm.
we've seen young people even queuing. You know, it's easy for young people running at Saba, so we go out and do a century, and we move on. Of course, there are conspiracy theories, but we know that Saba and our followers, I'm an older woman, not at Saba and our followers, or you won't be admitted to university. But however, people are still going on to get the jab as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dibiti, whilst on each discussion here, air vaccination jab, CSO Ukhulumende City, they're looking to step in and they're looking to use different parts that are closer to the people as vaccination points. Amongst them is, for example, our police stations. How beneficial do you think something like this would be?
It would be very beneficial because right now what we're saying is if we are to achieve herd immunity as per the plan, and according to the government, we are receiving about 5.5 million jabs around August, this coming month.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to further decentralize so that we go to where the people are. Herd immunity won't be possible if we don't go closer to where the people are, because the feedback that we are getting is also because those things are actually very far from where Abanya Bantu is. So if the decentralization process is done, it will go a long way in terms of, you know, reaching out to everyone and give them a chance to be vaccinated. That would be very, very recommended. It's unfortunate that, you know, other stakeholders might have less to contribute because it's about the Ministry of Health, the manpower of people who know how to do it, and maybe resources to create those mobile outreach programs. I'm not sure about that, but that will come in handy because we have tried as non-media to also escalate the message around the vaccine, where people can get vaccinated, and also show that other people are actually queuing for this and things like that. But however, we need to, it should be beneficial to have these outreach programs. Without the outreach programs, it should be impossible to get to other people because they stay far from the clinics or the hospitals, especially my car.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dibiti, let me hold you on the line there for a second. There's a video that I'd like to head over to. Then we're going to come back. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what comes out of this video. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned Uguti Namhlanje Kuhlelo, Ezra Chisa's Vanda spoke to a lot of residents about their experience with the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the next video that I would like to head over to is a conversation that Ezra had with a Bulawayo resident. His name is Bongani Dube. Bongani speaks more on the COVID-19 vaccine and, of course, the jab and the program. Let's head over to that video. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there Ezra Chisa Svanda speaking to Bongani Dube. Apanga chinyatso tsanangaraka wechidiki arichizvara cheZimbabwe anogara kaMubulawayo kugontutu zyatunga akabaiwawo nhomba saka anga chitsanangura zvakasangana nazvo anga chiti aiwa iye process yake yekubaiwa nhomba zvakafamba mushe akabaiwa akapinda akabuda 10 minutes anga chobaiwa nhomba uko kuMubulawayo kuMpilo Hospital. But now Muriya Zimbabwe, Ezra is not the only Studio 7 correspondent on the grounds speaking to Zimbabweans. Now, we also have another correspondent who was in Mangura recently. Studio 7 correspondent Nunurai Jenna also took to the streets of Mangura to hear people's thoughts on the vaccination program. Let us hear what one of the residents of Mangura had to say.
Kwenye kubai wanomba yuko siviri ya COVID, makamu kwenye kwenye zayo?
Jee, teka shidora na sana kubaiwa.
Makabaiwa yere?
Ayo, waidi na sati.
Sii msati mabaiwa?
Ajia, ya zenda unubaiwa.
Kwa sii msili kunubaiwa, Yesus?
Enda unubaiwa, wana nguwa chichidira, wakutiyo kwa baiwa, yuko na yungu na kwa wali, kwa nguwa zumbocha, kwa sara, kwa nguwa baiwa, ita mkushonu nindo ubaiwa.
Sio nguwa kwa baiwa, wana ita sii kuno.
Amwa nika shichani kwa jitika mwenu kuno kuhara.
Imindosa mwuru kuchika wei?
Hmm. Asi kubuno bai wandri kuyena, nene na unubai wasa.
Ayo kapa, tinguwa ya reba kandi. Ita hapa iso zipano chorine parukuba ya wei reba papa. Sei musinga yende?
Awa tineenda, kuno bai wa tineenda. Chirongo ya to garachiri mwono, chakato uzwana kufileji redu. Utuwa nisani mwono uji kuno bai wa.
Makatawaru wana niku fileji kwe?
Chakato utawaruwa, matisha ito ya sisa na mwuro. Tuwa nifana ubega nagana, mshukuro wanda bai wa. Chakato hati ndisi wakuru. Wana kuenda unubai.
Well, azilukandaba leya muzwa phela uNunurai Jenna lapha ubese Mangura ekhuluma with one of the residents of Mangura bechazisa ngempela ukuthi ebona eMangura what are they facing. Thank you so much to VOA or Studio 7 correspondent Nunurai Jenna for the amazing work he's doing there in Mangura. Now, DVD, back to you. Let's bring you back on the program here. I want to have you comment on both of the videos that we just played. Usakone Tungwen.
Yeah, in fact, on my.
Now, before I want to first touch on the first video of Ubongani, young person there, Ube Kuluma, about his experience as he got the his first jab. Are young people embracing the vaccination program, and are they behaving when it comes to COVID-19? Are they abiding by the protocols?
Yeah, for young people like in the last week in Mugunda and another one, I actually stay like 2 houses away from the clinic itself. So from Mugunda and another one, I noticed that most of the people who are there early, as early as to say, my young people, mm-hmm. young people under 35 years, really, they are the ones who are there early enough, like, you know. So in conversation with some of them, I would agree with what Juan was saying, because in conversation with some of them, they highlight many things about, you know, the way people are dying. It's like you are just starting yourself, you know, and planning for your future in some way. The job site where they highlight reference in get home after we know about the time and not just no job, or it's either it's the academic side, maybe things can change here and there if you're not vaccinated. So lastly, the conversation with young people in this case, but it's gonna know which is the child lava. That's the message, good return the wishful. And then move on. So most of them, you have to have a kid as early as 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. And take their first chair. So that's what the conversation with young people are. They're not to lose without the chair. In a way, you know, because of the way the pandemic is wreaking havoc. And also the opportunities that might come that will require you to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also a little more curious about what you just highlighted, which seems to be something that happened. When the vaccination program started, it was all voluntary. And yes, to this date, it's still voluntary. But you just mentioned something that is very important. There's some buildings, there's some places, there's some job opportunities that people are missing out on, especially abantu abasakhulayo, like you just highlighted. How are people reacting to this? Njengoba, it's now seeming as though but more in an enforcing manner,
yeah, what we are having now is a lot of communication, particularly from the government. You will notice that those that are employed by the Public Service Commission have been advised to vaccinate. And you see companies also putting up statements like Cell One saying, no, if you are not vaccinated, please excuse us, don't come to work. Those who are coming to work should be vaccinated. And you also notice that the report that was done by the committee, the task force in COVID-19, and there was a research that showed that people who have been vaccinated who are unvaccinated die more of COVID. So you find that with young people, they've got all, you know what I'm narrating is all that information that people will give you as examples in a conversation of saying, okay, why have you decided to vaccinate? They will tell you, no, ubonela pana government, ubonela pana ama companies ati, ubonela pana umjita, wabosebeza ati askuchebeze. So you see, that has been the driving force, you know. And you find that for young people right now, it's more about what will I lose if I don't do it than what do I gain if I do it, kind of. Because the examples that are there, so by this time, they should be vaccinated. Or are we getting vaccinated? Or even, you know, so there's a lot of conspiracy around there now. Spuma Elizabeth, and I was unkind, you know, the interstate travel, if it's open, at some point you won't be able to travel. So that's the conversation that young people base most of their decision making on, in terms of, you know, the opportunities at stake, Mike, for young people in Zimbabwe is the key thing. To say, if I miss this opportunity, you think about the present, but the issues, you think about, should I really miss it because of this kind of a thing. So it's the environment we are in or the economic situation that we're in is kind of like driving most of young people in terms of decisions that they will make, that will make them eligible for accessing certain opportunities when it comes to, you know, the vaccination process. Because they've seen, you know, even institutions in government highlight that if they are not vaccinated, don't come to it.
Mm-hmm. So, now, Dibiti, as we wrap up in Ngqoqo two, before I want to touch on uyibonele le video or izwile le video of umama lo who was in Mangura exoxa lentatha lezindaba ye Studio 7 esithi hayi yena she's part of the group of abantu abakhanya ngani bayasaba ukuhlatshwa leli Jackson, and there still seems to be a problem with regards to education. Now, what can be done to educate people? Because uhulumeni is running programs on different platforms day in, day out. Thina njenge Studio 7, we're running programs day in, day out. Nina njenge Community Podium, we're running programs day in, day out. And there are other organizations that are running programs day in, day out. Befundisa uZulu with regards to COVID-19. Kodwa basakhona abantu to this day. Abakhanya ngani bayasaba ukuthatha leli Jackson. Basically, there are several different conspiracy theories that they're learning. What can be done to help these people? Especially abantu basakhulayo, what can they do to help these people?
I think what we need to do, Mike, is with the situation at large, so especially the remote, you know, the issues around, you know, beliefs, people's beliefs, and many conspiracy theories that are flying around on social media, even on WhatsApp. So I think what we need to do to deal with this is to continuously share consistently the message about the vaccine, but why people should vaccinate, and the benefits thereof, and also when people are informed and they have enough information without so many questions, you find that it's easier for them to make the decision to do it. Right now, I've given you an analogy of how young people think that we have had conversations with. They think, I need to vaccinate because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. They never highlight that I need to get the vaccine so that my immune system possibly could be ready, even if I have the COVID-19 or contract COVID-19, I will not be able to suffer 1 or 2. So there's a less conversation about health, mm-hmm. the impact of your health system. But there's a little more conversation about in our culture, in our religion, in our this and that, our pastor said, our this said. So it boils down to yesterday also, as well, to unverified information. So I think ideally, let's continue to spread awareness, verify for information to our communities, as so the Spulamesho Gawani don't at the same time, but the others will catch up as we go, and as a way to then have people make informed decisions. What is dangerous, Mike, is for me, is to have people making decisions without information. Mm-hmm. These are lifetime decisions, you know. You don't want to regret when you are really sick on the sick bed, but mm-hmm. you want to say, I made this decision, and I stick with it, or I have changed my mind because I had information. I looked for all the information that I had, and I got it. And also, we always encourage people give us feedback. What questions do you have? What are the frequently asked questions? We try to also see, what have I seen about these frequently asked questions? That this afternoon I was taking on the frequently asked questions on the WHO website. Those are the same issues that are actually emanating from the communities. They are conspiracy theories, but unfortunately we have to stick to the health issues. Mm-hmm. We rely on health experts. There is nothing we can do about in the health system information.
Mm-hmm. Before isikhathi sesidlo ngimangoyi bengicela ukuphosa amazwi akho okugcina ikakhulukazi kwabasakhulayo, those that are listening to uhlelo lwethu.
For young people, guys, let's go out, let's go and vaccinate. If you have any questions, let's engage. Read wisely, guys. Information is online. We are always online. We check a lot. We research a lot. Let's research and share. Also verify information amongst ourselves and our peers. So let's not confuse each other about yesterday. Let's say verify information.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Nkosi Khona. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate your input as usual, Bafo.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, that was Ankosikhona Dibiti, journalist and the founder of Community Podium. To find out more about their programs, please visit their web pages on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook at Community Podium. Thank you so much for Mr. Dibiti for taking time out to join us. Muria Zimbabwe, tuchiripanya emwe chete, yekuparara kwechirwere checoronavirus. Over the past couple of weeks, vendors have been a strong focal point of Zimbabwe's vaccination program. Ezra, once again, managed to speak to some vendors in Bulawayo going to Tuzatunga to hear their thoughts. Let's take a look.
The next person is about 2 meters from where. Because it's a moment, how we are going to lose it.
Okay, we are talking there, good. So, how many are you? I think it's a good thing. Hey,
I'm a person who has two attempts to break for run.
I'm a person who has a cafe.
Even in that, I want to have one of the people.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, Ezra Chisaswanda. You are speaking to the youth of Zimbabwe, young vendors there in Gontu Tuzetunga, explaining much about what they have to go through. A lot of them, some of them highlighted how they've taken the COVID-19 vaccine, but they're still facing challenges. And one of the things they highlighted is they're pleading with government, and aiwa urumende, 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 timatsere iwo, sewe chidiki, wanuita mabasa ima uoko, and sukusanga nema tambudziko, and kutitiremeke zika mitemo iye lockdown, zvingati netsei nekuti kuti tigare mumba zvinenge zvakura kuti tukusangana nezvara. But now, Muriel Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned that we're going to be speaking to young people in different professions. Last week we tried to highlight how COVID-19 is affecting young people in the sporting industry. We had Priskin Ngube join us, but unfortunately due to network, we couldn't. So this week, njengaloko engilithembisile ngeviki edlule, we have Priski back on the line as we focus more about how COVID-19 has affected young people in the sports industry. Priski, welcome to the program. Before, how are you doing?
Bafo, good evening. I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm good, man. It's finally, I'm happy to have you on the program. You sound clear as day. Let's talk a little more about that. The sports industry contributed a lot of money in Zimbabwe, but now, unfortunately, a lot of teams are not playing. A lot of athletes are not making money. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected abantu abasakhulayo who are in sports?
Probably, Mike, as a point of departure, you remember that last week, as we were talking, I mentioned that maybe sport is not entertainment per se, but it's also an economic activity, and it's an industry where some people dues are paid, where some people's bread is buttered. So currently, as the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting all the sectors of our life, be it business, be it in the formal sector, sport is not an exception in terms of those things. There is no sporting activity currently. There are only a few, maybe, sporting activities that have been going on, for example, cricket. But most of the sporting activities, such as soccer and other maybe crowd-pulling sporting activities, are on hold for now. Mm-hmm. And due to that, there are some people who have been earning their living through sport, for example, be it the players, be it maybe people who are doing business in partnership with sporting activities. All those people for now, they are grounded because there is no sporting activity. Mm-hmm. So, in as much as any other sector is affected by COVID-19, sport then is not also an exception. People in sports are also affected, just as people in business are affected, because sport is a means of living to some other people.
Now, before, as you've highlighted, Njengoba, a lot of young people are not making money right now, especially those who solely rely on being an athlete as a source of income. What are they doing? Because that's a very important thing.
Probably you realize that Zimbabwe is mostly an informal economy. So one way or the other, they are not in sport. Sport is closed. People would always find maybe some small things to be doing. For example, this informal trading businesses. So many people have resorted to such kinds of activities. Maybe if you have been following news, you'd realize maybe some players of football clubs, some are going on strike because they are crying with the landlords because they are not paying rentals. So there is no clear means of leasing that they have currently. Mm-hmm. Because what is closed. So our lack of a chance is only to live in an informal sector just like anyone else is doing currently in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But all that internationally, I would attribute it maybe to our policy as a country. We don't have a clear social protection policy in terms of disasters like COVID-19. I wonder whether they're in sports, COVID relief fund maybe for those who are who football. But that money wasn't easy to see yesterday in Zanjan. So that's why now players are still crying with the peeling in Yabuya. There was no clear or systematic way in which it was distributed. Mm-hmm. We don't know what people did clearly with the money or if the clubs were given the money. Mm-hmm. I would try. So the sport people are currently in trouble, are living in poverty now.
Sesikhangela ke inhlelo ezikhona elizweni bafwa, you know, in every country there's like the sports clubs, that all these development programs that are there to empower or to empower young people who are looking to venture into being an athlete professionally. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected all these different programs? We know every sports club is an under 13, under 12, under 18, under 21. How have all these programs been affected?
You realize with currently the sporting activities that are going on are only for the senior team. Maybe if you have noticed the cricket now, about the line, maybe it was only the senior cricket team. Be it soccer, the Redala, the way you look at this Premier League club, about the Lavuchi book. But we are saying those people are already almost at the climax of their careers. Junior sporting activities are currently on hold. Agula sporting activity for the under 15s, for the under 18s. And then if we are doing that, we have already shrinked our resource base for future sporting activities as a country. So COVID-19 has affected such activities because there is no junior sporting activity. About you, whom we are supposed to be banking on for the future, are currently on lockdown. They are not doing sporting activities. We never know. The purpose of the economic age will no longer be on their side. They have a very short space of time in their sporting careers. And as a country, we are already affected. You know, it's still that junior policy which we have. That's why probably we are trying to follow in most of our sporting disciplines because of a lack of a junior policy that is clear. And COVID-19 has exacerbated that situation in the little part as well. But these juniors are not training currently.
Mm-hmm. Now, Abriski, I want to talk about the outcomes of some of these performances when we have teams that go abroad. I'm also going to want to touch on the Olympics, but since I got the Indabayama Olympics, I want to talk about some of how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected some of our national teams. For example, we saw the Warriors crashing out of CAF early, which is very not normal for the Warriors. And when the coach was asked, the first thing he said was he hasn't had enough time with his team. All this comes down to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speak to us a little more about such circumstances.
Maybe on the case of the Warriors, you would notice with the COSAFA Cup, the players who went to those games were largely drawn from the pool of local clubs. And for the whole of last year, the 2020 year, there was no sports, there was no soccer activity in our country. So now you are going at a tournament, having players who has been not in any sporting activity for the past 1 full year, and you only have maybe 1 or 2 weeks training for maximum, and then we would expect such a team to perform maybe a miracle at a continental stage, which is important. So I think COVID-19 has affected our sporting activities. Despite that, we already had our own challenges maybe in our sporting field. But COVID-19 is further added to our already existing world. Because now, of course, look at this, Wahambala, the MAP players, were only trained for only 2 weeks. These players were not in any sporting activity. Then, for example, with our neighbor, South Africa has been in sport last year, but the season year we are paying. Most of the African countries, it's only Zimbabwe, maybe in the last sporting activity. So those things, sport, you can't separate sport with training. You can't separate maybe sport with economic activity. So that's why as a country, we can't do very well when it comes to our sporting activities. We have a very limited time to prepare
for every TV. So, sesikhangela-ke, the Olympics, which is the most recent thing that everybody's talking about, we focus on the Zimbabwean team here. Even though there's been the COVID-19 pandemic, we see young people like Udonata Katai doing exceptionally well. What is your take on how the Zimbabwean team is faring so far?
The Zimbabwean team has done very well. Personally, I was following the performances of these players. Actually, I was only disappointed to learn that Donata is no longer proceeding. But mm-hmm. he has done exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. He has a promising career. Remember, he's only 17. So mm-hmm. he's still young. He has a bright future in sports. If only as a country would rally behind such a good talent, support them, be it with resources, give them the time and the maybe the space to shine for them to train. Mm-hmm. Also, in the afternoon, I learned that Peter Wold is also cut out of the tournament mm-hmm. because he could not make it in terms of time. But their performance for now has been exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. And you realize, for example, on the case of Peter, which is, this guy has been in the USA, so that's why he has been doing his training. Mm-hmm. So it all maybe also remains as a challenge to our country that we should put proper infrastructure for our athletes to train, to enjoy that training environment locally, so that maybe even if they go and excel at a global stage, we are proud to feed the country mm-hmm. because currently they are raising higher athletes.
Sesikhangela-ke iqembu langkhona ebelimele Zimbabwe Brisky. This was a very young team. As you mentioned, people like Donata. Donata's only 17 years old. She still has quite the long career ahead of her. The next Olympics will be in 2024, I believe, in France. How important do you think this decision has been for the Zimbabwean Olympic Committee to carry a team that is full of very, very young people who will be here for the next couple of years?
Sorry, come again. I did not get you.
Bengithi, if we look at the team, Zimbabwe, it's a lot of young people. We look at Udonata, 17 years old. She's still going to be around in 2024, and she's already doing really good times. How important do you think it is for the Zimbabwean team to maintain such a young squad looking forward for future generations?
Sporting activities, you would realize, most of the people who are in sports are like youth. There are very few male adults who are in that field. So I think the future is really bright for us as a country. So I really applaud maybe the Olympic Committee for going with such a youthful squad. But my view would be that for maybe future tournament, for these people to excel, let them be supported whatever means they need. So that means if they are to go again to the Olympics in 2024, they will do well because probably this capacity of training and preparing. Usually, when they are going for a tournament, the government are ratified by the last minute with the cheating and supporting team. So let them have enough time. They are still young, but still enough time to prepare. Then our players is going to rise higher in Zimbabwe due to this improved talent.
Mm-hmm. Bafo isikhathi isesizwe ngamangoyibo kodwa singakagqibi lengqoqo bengifisa ukuthinta udaba lolu ngolimi lokamama ngamafishane ngoba we have an entire audience that only understand Ndebele. So bengicela ukuthi ubatshele umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ikakhulukazi sikhangela abantu abasakhulayo abakwenza imidlalo.
Okay, ebengikutsho bafo ukuthi khona i-COVID-19 ihlasele abantu abaphila ndawo zonke. Nxa isahlile abantu abakubhizinisi nabantu abakwezemindlelo njalo labo ibasahlele khathesa kula nto abangayenza ngoba ngaphansi komthetho we-lockdown njengelizwe. So abantu abakwi-sport labo they also need ukuthi kwakhona ukuthi basekelwe ngakho konke okungatholakala. For example, emva ngale kwakwaba lama-incentives awathiwa people in business. Ama-sport people labo bangakuthola wathisa bakabala nzuzo abayithola. Njengelizwe kasizameni ukuthuthukisa isigaba sezemidlalo. Kuzinto khona i-sport ingabi i-entertainment but ibe yindlela yokubisa imali ibe yengxenye yezinto zomnotho ezenzakala phakathi kwelizwe lethu. Kuye-ke silabantu abancane kakhulu abakwi-sport abangaphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe kudlula nge-sport bakise njalo imali through sporting activity.
Mhm. Isikhathi sesedlwe ngumangoyi bafo bengicela ukuthi uphosa lamazwi akho okugcina.
Amazwi lokugcina ukuthi khona abantu abakwezemidlalo akathesi kule campaign yokuthi khona abantu baye vaccinated. Sport people should also go and get vaccinated. Ukuze la nxa kungavula isport ukuthi khona abantu abangavaccinatedanga kabadlali bona they will be at a safer stage. Then to all the youth have realized that there is a very limited number of youth who are going to be vaccinated. I would call upon the youth, let's go and be vaccinated. COVID-19 is real and it affects everyone.
Mm-hmm. Priski Ncube, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Bafosi Abonga Kulu, we really appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure, Bafo. Thank you very much, also.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Priski Ncube, a sports analyst and a youth development practitioner. Tinotenda zvikurusa kuna Ncube nekupinda muchirongwa. Muriel Zimbabwe, just under 2 minutes left. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. If you're tuning in right now, makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo lwabatsha lilami uMike Hove. Sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo olathi lingakhohlwi ukubhala imibono yenu kuFacebook. Sikhona njalo kuVOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, laku VOA. Shona. If you're tuned in right now, Media Zimbabwe, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Kobe. We're speaking to youth about the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe.
Kipanda pwe kama nguma wiza, amekuwa edo artist, aka Mr. Mkulunis kiwa nge veneki. Guys, COVID-19, abaibiza nge corona, inte kona. Pambili nge social distancing, askeze ni zanja, always stay safe, stay home. Last number.
Easy, Majid. Easy.
Shout out to Mr. Nkulumis Kiwa Ngevenekula. Mawiza. Follow him on social media at Mawiza Online. He has new music coming out soon, so check him out. Muriel Zimbabwe. Just under 20 seconds, 1 minute 20 seconds left. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki Muriel Zimbabwe. Sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in. Just to check out a couple of comments, ngiyabona ukuthi abantu basakhona ababhalayo imibono yabo. Nangu Brighton uthi linjani molika VOA Ndebele, siyabonga Brighton ngokungena kuhlelo. Bheki Themba Nyathi uthi ki. Thank you so much Bheki Themba ngokungena kuhlelo. Bhekani Moyo uyabuza ukuthi ayisekho enye topic ngaphandle kwe coronavirus. Mina ngithi ayikho vele le corona yakhona kungadlalwa ngabantu. Nangu Bhekani Moyo uthi he doesn't believe that coronavirus is a thing. Siyabonga Bhekani ngokungena kuhlelo, but pay attention, silokhe siqhubekela phambili silethulela okunengi ngokwenzakala elizweni COVID-19 related. Wana loko lamhlamuri eZimbabwe tsasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Let's meet same time, same place, pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. Feel free to catch up with me at BigMike3BigMyke3 on Twitter and Instagram. Muri eZimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!